Importance of God realization. These words are mentioned in chapter Iron, al-Hadid, of the Quran while describing paradise. Vie with one another for your Lord's forgiveness, and for a paradise as vast as heaven and earth. 57:21. In another verse, these words are mentioned in the language of the people of paradise, and they will say, "Praise be to God who has fulfilled his promise to us, and made us the inheritors of this land." 39:74. This statement of the Quran suggests that paradise will be a world that is open to all. A person in paradise will be able to make his abode in this vast world, wherever he wants. Everyone will have equal freedom in terms of choosing their residence or habitat. A person who has reached a particular level of God's realization in the life of this world will be able to enjoy the blessings of paradise to the corresponding degree. Other Quranic verses and a number of hadith reports prove that there will be a difference in rank in paradise. Some people in paradise will have a higher rank in paradise than others. For example, according to the Quran, some of them will be those who excelled in good deeds, and some will be those who kept halfway between right and wrong. 35:32. The question now is, what would be the basis of this difference? Pondering over it, we understand that the basis of this difference will be the capacity of a person to enjoy the blessings of paradise. Paradise will probably be the same for everyone in terms of its appearance, but the matter of relishing the blessings of paradise will not be the same for everyone. Some will get more from the blessings and amusements of paradise, and some will get relatively less. This difference in the capacity of amusement will be based on the difference in the level of God realization. A person who has reached a particular level of God realization in the life of this world will be able to enjoy the blessings of paradise to the corresponding degree. It is as if all the people of paradise are equally involved in the abode of paradise in terms of residence. But the person who is consciously at a particular level of God realization will be able to enjoy the blessings of paradise to a commensurate degree. To understand this matter, read the following hadith. A noted scholar of hadith literature, Al-Bayhaqi, has narrated a hadith in these words. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, a companion of the Prophet, said to one of his friends, "Come, let us believe for a moment." His friend said, "Are we not believers?" Ibn Rawaha said, "Yes, but when we remember God, we increase our faith." Shu'ab al-Ayman lil-Bayhaqi. This hadith suggests that there are two types of believers. One is a person who, after proclaiming the verbal creed of monotheism, thinks that he has become a believer, has got the faith he was supposed to have. He has nothing more to gain of faith or belief. In contrast, the other person is the one who remembers God again and again. He meditates on God. He continues thus to increase his faith. His faith continues to grow consciously. This example shows that the believers have different ranks or degrees in terms of God realization. Some are at a higher level of God realization, and some are at a lower level. This difference in the realization of God will make a difference in terms of enjoyment in paradise. One kind of a believer is one who reads the words Alhamdulillah in the Quran, i.e., "Praise be to God, the Lord of the universe." Then he accepts this fact without any doubt or hesitation. He accepts it with absolute conviction. The second kind of a believer is one who reads Alhamdulillah in the Quran, and such deep meanings of God's creation are visualized in his mind that a state of thrill arises in him. He is filled with the spirit of praise to God. In the same way, a believer is one when God is mentioned before him. He accepts it as a truth. For example, if a person says Alhamdulillah when he sneezes, then on hearing this, these words will come upon the hearer's tongue: may God have mercy on him. In contrast, the other believer is the one when God is mentioned before him, due to his increased consciousness. He gets in such a state of mind that the hairs of his body stand on end with the feeling of God's greatness. His heart leaps at the thought of God's greatness. As mentioned in the Quran, true believers are those whose hearts tremble with awe at the mention of God, and whose faith grows stronger as they listen to his revelations. They are those who put their trust in their Lord. 8:2. Similarly, a believer is one who recites the following verse in the Quran: "It is God who gives me food and drink." 26:79. The reader understood this verse in its literal sense, and words of thanks came on his tongue. The second type of believer is the one who reads this verse, and innumerable facts come to his mind. He thinks that innumerable activities take place in the heavens and the earth. After that, it becomes possible to materialize what we call food and water, which are essential for the survival of life. With this thought, his heart is filled with the acknowledgement of these great boons of the Almighty. This intense gratitude finds vent through his eyes in the form of tears. Both types of believers possess the feeling of praise for God, but in terms of the level of realization, there is so much difference between the two that it is not possible to describe in words. The highest level of faith is that which progresses with the journey of knowledge. This is obtained by immersing oneself in the divine ocean. The Quran and Hadith prove that those who believe with a sincere heart, whose intentions are right, those who obey the commands of God as much as they can, will enter paradise. But this is the primary level of faith. The highest level of faith is that which progresses with the journey of knowledge. This is obtained by immersing oneself in the divine ocean. There is no doubt that paradise is destined for both types of believers, but in the matter of enjoying the blessings of paradise, the difference between a believer and another believer will be the same as that which existed between the two in terms of knowledge and realization of the truth.